Kusim, Nida, Shir Hay continued. Chaf Iri Toshin Membe is May 13, 1982, on Thursday continued.
So that is a sale one day of the Zion King. Not the old Zion King, but it's a sale one day of the Zion King. So the male had the same thing is true of his Ovid Bele, who started to count the Zion King, if he was a Kereta Sheikh Vazera, within three misreads of the Tashmish Amito, so it still has a Chalil Shem Sheikh Vazera. The reason is why three misreads, because fertilization can take place within three misres, within 72 hours of the issue. So the male, if the Tashmish Amito was, let's say, at 5 p.m. Sunday, 5 p.m. Sunday, and then on Wednesday, at 4 p.m. she will be Pilate Sheikh Vazera, so that means it has a Chalishem Sheikh Vazera, because since it's within 72 hours, so the Sheikh Vazera can still be fertilized. So it can still fertilize, I mean the excel, that's what it means. So mainly it has a Chalishem Sheikh Vazera, yes. Well, we're not discussing that too yet. But I think that it's not a machlekes in Mitzies, but the machlekes is how far we have to be chishis. Because sometimes, so of course, if it is one Tanya says that only the first 36 hours. Why? Because then it's much more likely to fertilize the eggshell. But one Tanya says that the first three misres. Why? Because there is still a possibility that the egg cell can be fertilized. So the machlekes is how far we have to be chishim. But it's a machlekes in Idin, not the machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is what it is. Anyway, so most Rishayim, that's not the Pesach HaRambam, most Rishayim, that's the Pesach HaRishon Aruch, passing that it has a Chalei Shem Sheikh Vazera, if she is Pilates within 72 hours, of the Tashmish Amito, within 72 hours, three misleads. So Mimele, if the Tashmish Amito was on Sunday at 5 p.m., and then she had three years, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then she will be Kulete Sheikh Vazera on Wednesday at 4 p.m., now Wednesday is already the first day of the Zion King, because she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday she made the Hepsik Tower and she stopped seeing that. So Wednesday is the first clean day. But on Wednesday at 4 p.m., she'll be Pilate Sheikh Vazera. She'll have a discharge of the Sheikh Vazera, of the husband. So Mele, since 4 p.m. Wednesday is only 71 hours after the Tashmish Shamito, after the issue, so Mele it has a Chalei's Din of Sheikh Vazera. So it's a Tumas Keri. The woman becomes affected with the Tumas Keri. So just as Rias Keri in Izav, he says one day of the Zion King, so the Pilate Sheikh Vazera in Izav, he says one day of the Zion King. So because of that, so the Sutton will be says the Wednesday day, so the male, she will only be able to go with Philip. She'll only be able to go with Philae not Tuesday night, but Wednesday night. Because the Wednesday day is Nista, on account of the Plita Sheikh Vazera. On account of the Plita Sheikh Vazera. Alright, anyway, so the Gemara, so Omar Rove, in Kay. So in other words, that was his answer to Rome Bachom. Rome Bachom argued what's wrong with the reasoning of the Kusim. It seems to be sound out of the inn. In other words, if a woman saw dam being exhibited on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she stops in the dam on Tuesday morning, so the Tuesday day should be counted as the first day of the Zion King because of Mixas Eilim Kikulei. So Maskif Omarobe, in Cain, if you apply the concept of Mixas Eilim Kikulei, Sheikh Vazera, the source of Zibay, Mishkar Haslo. Now we have our halacha the TV Zav who became, who started to count Zion King. If the meats of the Zion King has Elias carry. So it's a saying, one day, so the question is, so that means, if he started the Zion King on Monday, so then, and let's say on Wednesday, and on Wednesday, so he saw Elias carry. He saw Elias carry. So he cannot go through it. And the night after Sunday, if he didn't see Kelly on Wednesday, Monday was the first day of the Zion King, so Sunday was the last day of the Zion King, so Sunday night he would be able to go through it. But if, let's say, he had the Kelly, he had the discharge of Kelly on Wednesday, so the mayor of death is saying, say, the Wednesday day, so the mayor will not be able to go through it. After Sunday night, but you'll be able to go to Tfilah only Monday night. But if you say Mitzvah Sayyidi Kulei, so even if the Zav saw Elias Kelly on Wednesday, he should be able to go to Tfilah Sunday night and be there. Why? Because Monday was the first day. So Monday is one day, Tuesday is one day. Now, Thursday, now, and Wednesday is Easter, but he saw Kelly Wednesday morning, but the balance of the day, at 9 o'clock, he saw Kelly. But after 9, until the balance of the day, he didn't see any Kelly. So we should say, Mixas Ayenti Kule, so the Wednesday day is the third day, and Thursday is the fourth day, of course, and Friday the fifth day, and Shabbos the sixth day, and Sunday the seventh day. So so it's impossible to visualize a case where the Rias Keli Nizam, Baushtei Rias or Baudimo Rias, should be Seisei one day and should postpone his Tare for another day. Because even if he has a Rias Keli on Wednesday, but the balance of the Wednesday day, after the Rias Keli, should be considered as a day. Yes? What? No. It applies to everything. We'll see, I mean, but it applies to everything. It applies to everything. So, Mimele, for Mitzvah Sayyid Kikule, so Mimele, how can we visualize that Shech Vazera should be saying something similar? For Mitzvah Sayyid Kikule, so the Gemara says, Idi Chazoye Bi Paldri Eime Ochaname. If she saw Bipaugiri Eime, so then if he saw Bipaugiri Eime or Haname, or Hem Mayaskinon, the Hazoye, some of the Shia Saham. So, in other words, so Robe tried to answer. Rome va come scash vi disperano van an dispere di cano di sai che cure so Rome said no we do not say sai di cure because if we are going to say mix sai di cure as you Rome va come argue so then we couldn't visualize a case that a Zav who in the midst of the Zion King had the Rias Keli that he should be saying so one day. Because even if he saw, let's say, on Wednesday, so then the balance of Wednesday would be mushroom that day. Would be mushroom that day. Because Mitzayim Kikule. So Rabbi Bachome answers. So Rabbi Bachome answers, Id Hazoi Bipaldi Eino Haname. No. We can apply the law of Mitzayim Kikule. But then you ask, if we say Mitzayim Kikule, so suppose Izar, Balsterius, Balgimodius, he started the Zion King on Monday, and then on Wednesday in the morning at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, he saw Elias Keli. So it should not be Seisei in one day, because the balance from 9 o'clock till the end of the day should be considered is an extra day, because Mitzvah Sayyid Kikule. So he says, if the Zav The Tzav will have Elias carry Wednesday in the morning or even Wednesday in the afternoon, so then it will not postpone his tower for a day. But when do we visualize the case where the Elias carry would postpone the tower of the Tzav one day so that he would become toyer only after Monday day, not after the Sunday day, that is, if on Wednesday he'll have a discharge, some of the Nashmoshes. So the mele, there would be no balance, suppose, so he'll have a discharge of kel, let's say a minute before Shkia, and there will be a flow. In the course of the Nashmoshes, he'll have a discharge of kel. So the mele, there is no balance of the Wednesday day that could be counted, that could be mashul for the day that it was seiser. So in that case, it would be seiser one day. Hochem mayaskin on the chazoye son of kushki esachan. So in such kushki shamer vilei melei likro. So mayaskin on the chazoye son of kushki esachan. So the Gemara. So then, Rabbi again asks the kasha. V'leikin v'leimel l'kho k'ksive somuch l'shkiyas hachamo k'ksive. So Rabbi again answers Rabbi Vachama. Chomet, you mean you are going to apply this all? We learn out from the pasuk that if Izal v'oshtei riyas or v'agimu riyas has a riyas keri, so that is seiser one day. So you mean we are going to apply that as a concept that the Rias Keri says in one day to the case where the Rias Keri was a minute, a split second before Shkia Sachamo, and it continued through the Shvinash Moshes so that there wasn't any balance of the day to be mashing for the day that the Rias Keri was saying there. That's a day hard to say that aloche that the Rias Keri says in one day has to be applied only to a case where the Rias Keri was some of the Nashmoshes. It's mistaber that this aloche, that this Zakosu, that Rias Keri says in one day, he applies to the ordinary case where the Rias Keri took place in the middle of the day, not when the Rias Keri took place a split second before the Shkia Sachamo. So maybe there is no balance of the day that we could say this is identical. So this is what Rove says. So the Gemara says, "Ei al kocho shavke likro viudochi pomeikana." In other words, Rove Bachone applies the Gzeras HaKosu that the Rias Keri says in one day in the Zayin Mikin to the case where the Rias Keri took place its 3 seconds before Shkia Sachamo. Why does he resort to such a dechak? Because he holds, Chomer Bachomer holds, that there is a aloche of Mitzvah Hayom Kikulei. So in Mele, we are forced to say that when is a Rias Keri says in one day, only when the Rias Keri took place a split second before the Shkia Sachamo. You doch it, you make him a nafsh. Alright, so who held like this? Rome Bachon held like this. But we don't pass on this. We don't pass on this. In our MSK, we deploy the very basra, the rafiku soyom romishmaitse. Because Rav said a certain aloche, and the Gemara the Makshin assumed that Rav's aloche is based upon the point of view of the Kusim, that if a woman saw down in the Zive on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then, so she can start counting the Zion team on the balance of the Tuesday day, on the balance of the Tuesday day, so that Rav agreed with the Kusim, so the Gemara the Kashe. The Rav Kikuzi almost right there. So the Gemara gives a teretz that Rav meant something else. Anyway, so we see from the Kashan of the Gemara, the Rav Kikuzi almost right there, that we don't pass like the Kusi. So it's a raya that we don't pass like Rabbi Bachome. But Rabbi Bachome, because he held that there is aloche of mitzvah ayin kikulei, so that's why he resorted to that. We keep it that the Kirasakosev, that the Rias carry, he says in one day has to be applied, has to be visualized in connection with the case where the Rias carry took place a split second before Shkia Zachama. Because if the Rias carry will take place, let's say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, or even at 5 p.m., or even at 5:30 p.m., even at 5:45 p.m., let's say Shkia is at 6 p.m., so mainly the balance, even though it's only 50 minutes, or 5 minutes, or 1 minute, so will constitute like Ashlome for the day it was Seisaya. So in effect, it will not be Seisaya in one day, because of this Anikikulay. But if the Rias carry will be, let's say, tenth of a will be 1 second before 6 p.m. and Shkia is 6 p.m. So then there is no Ashlome of the Mitzvah Sayyid to be mashing for the day it was Seisaya. In that case, it will be Seisaya. But otherwise not, according to Rabbi Bachome. But we don't cast him like Rabbi Bachome. The Udochi will make me announce. Alright, now. Given the kind of the whole book, Mixes Hayeti Kule, Yudochi, who makes him an Apshe, be some of the Shkia Sakam. Now, let's see these cases. Let's see it. But before we go over these cases, Father in Zion, we should go over the Tanya Omer Ameya. That is, Tanya Omer Ameya. Cases, we have to go over the Mishnah, that should test some of it Hamisha Domi Mei Misha. Now, that Mishnah is expressive of the Deraisi. Of course, the Rabbonim today, any shade of red, or any shade of black, whether it is very red, like blood, or it's faintly red, doesn't make any difference. So he stopped. But with the Raise, only 5 mares are coming in Dan. Hamisha Domit Mei Misha. Hoodin Vashochei Uche Kerem Karkin Uche Mene Adomo Uche Mozo. Uche Mozo. So only certain types of red and certain types of flesh. So let's say the Mishnah is the first. Is there ordin kidama maka? If it is as red like the blood of the maka, so then it's done. And shochei kicheres. Omik mikenton, dia mikentoy, uchi keren karaki, another type of red. So, and uchmeni adom. So, and like yai mozu, like wine. So only certain malas of ordin, and certain matters of black, so akam. But midrabono, according to many rishonim, that was part and parcel of the takone of Rabbi Zeire, that any shade, any tinge of red, any shade of black is done. And according to some rishonim, so it's only takone sakim that any shade of red is done. But whatever it is. Now, every shade of red is done. Every shade of black is done. Midrash say only 3 types of red is done, and 2 types of black is done. Now, then there is a machlekes hayorei. Suppose it's a marioi. Akavi the mahalo mitam. Vachachomi mitam. Suppose it is yellow. Suppose it is yellow, so So Akapian Mahalalel is Mikan. Yellow is very close to red. Vechon Mitan. So Tinsis is the Kashi, Tanya Maravia, Rabbi Yechanan, Yoraman, Tirikolaya. Yoram Ramea Rishita Sakavi Mahalalel. The Ramea agrees with the Shita Sakavi Mahalalel. And what's the Shita Sakavi Mahalalel? That even if it's not red, but it is just yellow. So the Aloha is that it's Tomei. So how can Rameya say that the reason as to why the Kusim are considered real meanings? Because they are ignorant. And they are Mitami Dam Yore, which is mushroom to Damodei. But Rameya agrees with Akavim Mahalel, and Akavim Mahalel Shiki is the Dam Yore is also Damodei. So the Kusim are right. So if a woman had the initial flow of yellow on Sunday and on Monday, and then on Tuesday she started to become red, so the Kusim were right, so she should start counting the 7 days of Nidus from Sunday, because the orange is also done from it. So why does Rameya say that the reason is why the Kusim have been of their Nidus is because they consider them your age is not coming, but Rameya himself agrees with the cheated and the cheated of Akavim Mahal. You're a Rameya Shita Akavim Mahal, and you're a Yori. So you follow Sam Yori, the Hoche, love your mamish, Kahidim, Elodim. In other words, there are two types of Yori. Yori in the Mishnah, in the Gemore, can have reference to green and can have reference to yellow. In other words, because the Shekin talk of Yori Kesev and Yori Kibetzo. In other words, Yore Kesef means green. Yore Kibetzo means yellow. Means yellow. Yore Kesef. So it means yellow. So Mimele, Akavi the Mahalel, when he's Mitamei Dam Yore, he means yellow is Dam Tomei. But green, if she has a discharge that is green, that is not Tomei, even according to Akavi the Mahalel. The Kusim were Mitamei even green, Madam. Not only Mare of yellow, but even Mare of green. So Yifore is Dam Yore, the Hoche, Lab Yore, Kvamish, Kayidolio. Not yellow, Elodeyan Menes. Elodeyan Menes. So in other words, that it is green. Green, even according to Akavi the Mahalel. Yellow is very close to red in the spectrum of colors, so yellow is next to red, but green is not next to red. So green is Makavi and Mahalalel, so it will be made that it's done. And the Kusim were Mitamei Mare of green. Eldim, Lachil Akavi, Mitamo, Kusis, Damyori, Deyomi Damyori, Shutomi, Uriu Kirashi Binyanach. Now, so all the Rishonim say that when Akavi the Mahalel was Mitamei Dam Yore, he meant yellow, Mare yellow. And since we passed by Chachamim, so that means a yellow Mare is not Tomei. There is one Shite that the Miri, in the second Perek, in Kol Hayad, so the Miri says just the reverse. He says that when, of course, we don't pass like Akavi Mahalel. So the machleket between Akavi and Mahalel and the Chachomim is in regard to green. So the Chachomim achir, Mashiach in yellow. So even the Chachomim will be made. Even the Chachomim will be made in the Nitzosach. Now that's a Shitas Yochid, and the Miri in Edyes, because the same Mishnah of Akavi Mahalel is in the second grade. In the second grade, and it's in the Daf Yutes, Omedale, and it's also in Edyes. So in Edyes, he rejects that Chite, that Akavim Mahalel has reference to green. And he says, green, everybody is made, it's not on me. But Akavim Mahalel has reference to yellow. But there is one Chite that really read it. Daf Yutes, he says, that Akavim Mahalel has reference to green. And Chachom Achilik, but yellow, even according to Achilik, is done. So it's done. So first of all, this is Shita Siochit, with one does not have to be Hashish. And then, even according to the really Shita Yidid, a few tests, that a Kavim Mahalom, a Chachomim Achilik, in respect to green, is a Kavim Mahalom is Vitamin Midraise, a matter of green. And then he says, but matter of yellow, certainly, and even the Chachomim will be Vitamin. So when the Miri says that he, yellow, even the Chachomim will be Vitamin, he means Midrabonon. Because mitzata konas chabzeire, so every shade of red. So istame samimele yellow is also considered according to that theory shite as a certain shade of red. Masein ki midraise, where even red mamish is not mitame midraise. Only if it is red like the damanako, or it is red like carcane, it's a certain kind of a grass. I mean, it's a certain kind of a vegetable. I mean, ki carcane, or like red wine. So only special types of red are mitame midraise. But not every type of red. So yellow could not be more hollow than a faint red. So, but according to all the other machine, yellow is even now historian. That's the way we pass. I mean, we're not Hitchish for the Shita of the Miri in Ide. That's a Shita Yochit. But according to the Miri in Ide, Midrabonon Mitzatakonis Rabzeire. So it is Mitame. But he says Shita is that a Kavim Mahalel was only Mitame yellow. Masha'in King Green. Masha'in King Green, even a Kavim Mahalel is made dead at this time. Alright. Sifar Jurni and Zah. Vim came out of Doma, because that's a Yurim. So in that reality, Mikta Zayin Ki Kulei. He's a big day, Roma, Hossam, Mishkach, Asal Libe, Pireya, Binash Moshe. Now there the Gemara says, and the Rabbi Yisi holds, mixes ayin tikul a Rabbi Yisi, Rabbanon Achir. What does Rabbi Yisi say? Rabbi Yisi says that now the halach is everybody agrees that midraisa, if you have his other day, she saw down in the lazy, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, so then. She has to count Zayinikin. So she makes a Hefzik Tara before Shkia, Tuesday, and then Wednesday is the first day of Zayinikin. So she counts from Wednesday till the following Tuesday inclusive. So the following Tuesday is the last day, the seventh day of Zayinikin. Now, so Midraise, so this woman is allowed to go to Tfilah, the seventh day in the morning. At night she's not allowed to go to Tfilah Midraise. But the seventh day of the Zion King in the morning, she's allowed to go to it. And if she doesn't see any down in the balance of Tuesday of the day, so then at night she's Materes Abayah. She's Materes Abayah. Midrabon, she's not allowed to go to it until the night after Tuesday. Why? Because if she will be allowed to go to it Tuesday morning, and then it might be Nichshol, and she might be with the husband, and then late in the afternoon she might see down, that will retroactively determine that she was Tmeor all the time, so the Baal and she will be there in Sakores, it will be determined that the Baal and she will be there in Sakores. So because of that, the Chachamim are misakim, that a woman is not allowed to go, is on the daily, is not allowed to go, on the seventh day of the Zion King in the morning Tfilah. But you can only go Tfilah at night. So that's the Rabbanon, but the Reis is to go Tfilah. But it's contingent upon not seeing down in the balance of the day. In case she does see down, so that is Seisel Mafreya, the whole union, and she's Neil Mafreya, and according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yitzi, if she went Tfilah Tuesday morning, and then she cohabited with her husband, and then late in the afternoon, so she saw down, so it retroactively determined that she was Itmeo, and they were both in the Misakos, according to Rabbanon Tradisi. That's the Rabbanon Tradisi. Rabbi Yisi says no. Rabbi Yisi says, since we say, Mixas Ayinti Kulei, So in the mail, Eva, she made the Epsiktare on Tuesday. And then Wednesday was the first day of Zayikini, so she counted 7 green days. From Wednesday till the following Tuesday morning, and the following Tuesday morning, she made a ticket, she saw she was clean. So she's allowed with the Raisa to go through it. She went through it. And then she cohabited with the husband, and then late Tuesday afternoon, she saw Dan. So of course, they have an Aver, but nothing is otherwise. It's not retroactively determined that she was male all the time. But if she does see Dan, later on Tuesday in the afternoon, so then she becomes Leo, become Lahabo, but not the Macher. According to the Rabbanon, if she sees Dan, so she becomes Leo Mafreya. And if the Baal was Boreo, so they are both guilty of Nisakores. According to Rabbi Yesi, so she went through it Tuesday morning, and she cohabited with the husband, and then later in the afternoon, she saw Dan. She becomes merely Mikan Lahabo, but not in Mafreya. Not in Mafreya. So what's the Mafreya case? So Rabbi Yehudi holds that Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, and the Chachonim don't apply the law of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. But according to Rabbi Yehudi, we do apply the law of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. Now, so some say that according to the Rabbanon, we don't apply the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. And we only apply the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei with Gabe Averis. Because Averis is in the Rabbanon, so we pass like Abishol, that we say Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. But with Gabe Zobe, we don't apply the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. But then the question arises, if according to the Rabbanon, we don't apply with Gabe Zobe Bele, the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, so why do we say that with the Raisa, Ezobe Dele, she started to count the Zayinikim on Wednesday, and then, so the last day, the Zayinikim is Tuesday, so with the Raisa, she can go through it Tuesday morning, and if she doesn't see any Dan, so then, wherever she's in Teres Lebailo, so Bishwami, if we say Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, so we can understand as why she can go through it Tuesday morning. Even though the Torah says V'achatito Tisper Shivas Yomim V'achatito, so that means the Tfilet has to take place after the count of Zayinikim, but with Zayinikim Kulei, so she already made the count of Zayinikim Tuesday morning. But if we are going to assume that the Kontra Bonon we don't even say Zayinikim Kulei, so the question arises, why can she go through it Tuesday morning? So the Chazmish says that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yehudi also applied the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. So if they apply the aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, so then the question is, so why did the Rabbonon say that if she did go through it Tuesday morning, and then later she cohabited with the husband, and then later in the day she sits down, so it's from Afreya, she's Meo, and we say she not that she becomes Meo in Kanohabo, as Rabbi Yehudi says, but she becomes Meo in Afreya. In Afreya, and they were both Eber and Issachores, but Rabbanon also agree with Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, so they should agree with Rabbi Yehudi, that Midrash said they were not Eber and Issachores. So the Chazmish explains it, the Rabbanon also agree with the Aloha of Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei, but the Rabbanon holds, when can we say Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei if the Chol HaPoches, if there was a clean day? So then we say Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. Mashein came in the case where she didn't sit down in the morning, she made a big case, she didn't sit down. But then 5 p.m. Tuesday afternoon she did sit down, so that means that there was not even Mitzvah Sayyei in the morning. In other words, when is it considered, according to the Rabbanon, so when is it considered as a Mitzvah Sayyei, it has to be a Mitzvah Sayyei of a clean day. So if in the course of the whole day there was no Rias Dam, so then we say Mitzvah Sayyei Kikurei. But if in the course of the day there was a Rias Dam, so that means it wasn't a clean day. If it wasn't a clean day, So it's not shaykh to say it's a sayyanti kule. But in the case where she didn't see that, even the Rabbana made it that we say mitzvah yanti kule, and we have to say like that. We have to say like that. Because the halacha of mitzvah yanti kule is a halacha according to everybody. Certainly at the highest level. It could be that at the Rabbana level you don't say mitzvah yanti kule, except in Abeyas. But to say that at the highest level, we do not say mitzvah yanti kule, so then the question will be, how is it that the Rabbana made it, that with the Raisa, a Zavadele can be developed in the morning of the seventh day, if we don't say mitzvah yanti kule? The Torah says, Shivas yomim tispeya ve'achatito. So the Tara in the mikveh has to take effect after the count of the Zayinti. If we say mitzvah yanti kule, so the Tefillah in the mikveh did take place after the count of Zayinti. But if we don't say mitzvah yanti kule, according to Rabbanon, so how is it v'achatito? The Tefillah has to take place after the count, not before the count. So we have to say that everybody agrees that we apply the halacha of mitzvah yanti kule l'chol hapoches on the highest level, regardless of the day. But in the case where she does sit down later in the day, so Rabbi Yossi applies the halacha of mitzvah yanti kule, even in that case, Memele, she is only Memeo, because the habo, according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbon, if she sees down, so Memele, it's a glory of Yerushalem Afreya, it wasn't a clean day. So you don't have a mitzvah yanti kule. You don't have a mitzvah yanti kule. It has to be a mitzvah yanti kule of a clean day, not of an unclean day. Alright, anyway, but Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah yanti kule, and even if it's of a daily, and in the late in the afternoon, sees that, Midrash says she is only Tmeyo Mikan Lahabi. Midrash says she is Tmeyo Mafreya. But Midrash says she is only Tmeyo Mikan Lahabi. So the Lord has to touch a contra against that we say Mitzvah Yanti Kule. So the Gdele Chavishka Chaslo. Now, what, in order to become a Gdele, what must happen? Let's say, if a woman sees, let's say, the first 7 days are the news. The eighth day marks the first day of the Yudalosh Yeh, Shebe Nido Nido. So if she sees, let's say, on the eighth day, and on the ninth day, and on the tenth day, then she becomes a Zavadeh. Suppose she had the initial Riyah, menstrual Riyah, on the first of this, and then she saw down on the eighth of this. So that she becomes a Zavadeh. She sees down on the ninth of Nisan. Again, she's only Zavitan. She sees down on the eighth and the ninth and the tenth. Then she becomes Zavitan. She has to count 7 clean days. Suppose she sees down on the eighth of Nisan. So she's Zavitan. And on the ninth of Nisan, she has to count 1 day, 1 clean day. She never sees another day. She has to count the ninth of Nisan as a clean day. And then, on the tenth, on the ninth, she doesn't see that. On the eighth, she sees that. On the ninth, she doesn't. On the tenth, she sees that. So again, she sees all the time. Suppose, on the 11th, she doesn't. And on the 12th, she sees that. Again, she sees all the time. Suppose on the 13th, she doesn't see. On the 14th, she sees. Again, she's only, she never sees in a video. So in other words, in order to become a Zavadele, she must see on 3 days successively, on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th. But if she sees down on the 8th, the 10th, and the 12th, in other words, if there is 1 day intervening, if it's not the Tzuchim, if it's not the succession, then, even though she had three years on 3 separate days, but not on 3 successive days, so then, she is not his other day late. So the Kasher of Gimor in Pesachim, and the Nozi, the Kasher, according to Rabbi Yossi, how can we visualize a case of his other day late? Now, the Halacha is, in order to become his other day late, she must see on 3 separate days successively. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But if she sees down in the Yemei Zivei on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday or even on Sunday, Monday and Wednesday, as long as you don't have 3 days in succession, she doesn't become Isabel Daly. So how can we visualize a case of Isabel Daly contradiction? She saw on Sunday. She saw on Sunday and she saw on Monday. But she saw on Sunday at 9 o'clock. And then the balance from nine to Shkia Sahamo, she didn't see. So that balance from 9 to Shkia Sahamo that she didn't see is to be considered as a separate day. As a separate day. So in Mele, there is an intervening day. So even if she saw on Sunday and then she saw again on Monday and then she saw again on Tuesday, it should be treated as if she saw on Sunday and on Tuesday and Thursday. Then she doesn't become Isabel Daly. Why? Because if she saw on Sunday and on Tuesday and on Thursday, so the Monday day intervenes. That interrupts the continuity. So the 3 years are not on 3 days successive. So even if she saw on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, but the beginning of the Monday day, so should be constitute a separate day. And then when she sees later on, so it's already the third day. So that's the more stuff. How can we visualize, according to Rabbi Yitzi, a case of Isabel Daly? Because you, according to Rabbanu, very simple. She saw Dam on Sunday, she saw Dam on Monday, she saw Dam on Tuesday. But according to Rabbi Yitzi, she saw Dam on Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then from 9 till 9 Monday morning, she didn't see Dam. So we have days intervening. So maybe it's like seeing Dam on Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday. Even if she saw it on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. So the Gemara gives two thoughts. In other words, according to Rabbi Yitzi, so Isabel Daly can be visualized in two situations. One situation is where she fasts the 3 days. I mean, of course, it can only happen if a woman is sick. In other words, if she has a continuous flow, let's say she will start, the flow will start, let's say, 5 minutes before six, Sunday. 6 o'clock is here, sunset. So 5 minutes before six, the flow will start and it will continue to flow throughout Sunday night, Monday, and Monday the whole day, and then into Monday night. So then that means the 5 minutes from 5 minutes before six on Sunday till 6 o'clock, which is sunset. So that's the real of Sunday. And then the continuous flow from the sunset of Sunday till the sunset of Monday is the second day. And then another half an hour into Sunday night. So let it be the third day. She fasts. That's one case. And with another case, the Gemara says, when she saw in two Binash Moshes, let's say she had a Rias Dam, she had a Rias Dam flow that started, let's say, at 5 minutes before six, Sunday. 5:55 p.m. it started, up to 7 o'clock. And then another flow that started on Monday at 5:55, and it continued till 7 p.m. Monday night. So maybe we cannot say it's a people. So that's the second thing. So Rashi is talking Messiah Rashi. So the Gmulei Chemishkach Haslo, that the Alev Hamid Alev, so the Gemara says, Bishifas. The 11th line from the end of the Alev. Elo the Rabbi Yitzi, so the Gmulei Chemishkach Haslo, Bishifas. Not only the continuous flow for 3 days, okay. That's an unusual situation. Iboy say, Kigeshe Roa, so Kol Shnei Nashmas. That's not such an unusual situation. In other words, she saw that took in osmosis. She started to have a flow. She had one flow that started at 5:55 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and it continued into Sesach Chovin of Sunday night, whenever Sesach Chovin, let's say Sesach Chovin is 6:30. So in other words, she had one flow from 5:55 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. Sunday evening, and then another flow that started at 5:55 Monday p.m. and up to continued rested till 6:30 Monday night p.m. So then we cannot say mixes identical. So Rashi says as follows: In name the rei shleit me ashmosis. The whole chilas ayom in hoye mitum. Then can still a cloud. So the shleit me ashmosis side. The ike tumas gimu yom mitzvus. The mixes ashmosis shal erev Shabbos. Yesh kan. Let's say if the flow started 5:55 Friday. So say erev Shabbos. So chilas Shabbos. Uvin ashmosis shal mocha. She will say Shabbos, Utchilasech on the Shabbos, Harei Gimu Yom Ritzutin. So you have 3 days in succession. In other words, Friday day, Shabbos day, and the Sunday day. Sunday day. They come Chilas Yitoyer, Sheyalu Yisiro. Sheyalu Yisiro. Ufi Advori, Vimandoma. Mixes Hayim, Vikula Yitchilas Alayla Oilo Yisiroso. Vimtsoi Chalais Hashach. מדיניף צריך למין כאן בין השמושת ולא ינוק את משכח אצלו בשרי הבלויץ so Rashi deduces now on this point there is a basic מחלוקת השם Rashi שיקי means the just as we say מקצס היום תיקולי so we also say מקצס הלילה תיקולי now and the other cases שיקי means we only say מקצס היום תיקולי daylight a portion of the day but not מקצס הלילה תיקולי now it's not the meaning of the day because we don't say mixas alaylo kikule. We don't say mixas alaylo kikule. And Rashi Shite is that in order to apply the aloche of mixas alaylo kikule, so we can only apply it to the initial mixas of the day, not to the final mixas of the day. So the Gemara is assuming that we don't say mixas alaylo kikule, why does the Gemara have to mention unusual situations? Fast, that's a very unusual situation. But in the other case, Rehobin Shlein Ashmoshes, that involves an unusual flow, I mean, for that. Less from before Shkia till Tzitzak Chovin, and 2 days, the Gemara could have mentioned another case. Well, of his other daily. A woman saw down at 9 p.m. for a moment. And then Sunday night, then Monday night at 9 p.m., she again saw that. Then Tuesday night at 9 p.m., she again saw that. So we cannot say Mixes Hayom Kikule. We cannot say Mixes Hayom Kikule. So Mimele, because we cannot say Mixes Halayla Kikule, because we don't say Mixes Halayla Kikule. Why does the Gemara mention these terrors? The answer is this, she again will become his own male. Because if she saw down Sunday night at 9 p.m., and then Monday night at 9 p.m., and Tuesday night at 9 p.m., so then she becomes his other daylight. She doesn't become his other daylight. She doesn't become his other daylight because we say Mitzvah Salayla Kikule. So Mimele, the Shkia began, the Monday day began at 6 o'clock. So that means if she saw down at 9 p.m. Sunday night, that means that the mixas, the 3 hours from 6 p.m. Sunday till 9 p.m. is kikule. So that means that there is, in other words, so Sunday, all right, now she saw at 9 p.m. So that's one day. And then the next prayer was 9 p.m. Monday night. So that means the 3 hours from 6 p.m. Monday till 9 p.m. Monday was clean. So that would be the Shemeres Yei for the Sunday day. She had the Ria, I mean for the Monday day. The 3 hours from 6 p.m. Monday till 9 p.m., that represents a Mixas Hayim of the Tuesday day. Because the Tuesday day starts at 6 p.m. Monday night. Now, she saw down, the first Ria was 9 p.m. Sunday. So there was a Ria on the Monday day. 9 p.m. Sunday night, that's Monday, I'll be. So the Ria was on the Monday day. And then, the second Ria was at 9 p.m. Monday night. So that means that there were 3 hours of the Tuesday day, Mixas Halayla Kikule, 3 hours in which Ishimeres Yei Kinedidei was realized. So these 3 hours constitute a whole day, Mixas Halayla Kikule. So that means that in effect, the Tuesday day was clean. And then at 9 p.m., that's like another day. So it's like seeing Dam on Wednesday, not on Tuesday. That's why the Gemara couldn't give the Kinte, couldn't mention the Kinte. She saw that the Zobek Dele can be visualized in connection with the case where a woman saw Dam Sunday night at 9 p.m., Monday night at 9 p.m., and Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Because if she saw Sunday night at 9 p.m., so that means that the Sunday day, she has to be Mishameres, one day, clean, Kineged, the Sunday day, the Ria of the Sunday day. Now, she didn't see down the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day, so she has to be, so the Monday day is an unclean day, and she has to be Shemeres Yei, Kineged Yei. A Tuesday day, she has to be Shemeres the Tuesday day for the Sunday day, for the Monday day. Because the Ria of Sunday 9 p.m., that's the Monday day already. So the Monday day, she became Mizobek Tame through the Ria in the Monday day. Because the day starts with the night. 9 p.m., that was part of the Monday day. So she became Tmeo on the Monday day. But she didn't see any dam the first 3 hours of the Tuesday day, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So that was the Shemeres Yei Kineged Yei. Then when she sees at 9 p.m., it's like seeing on the Wednesday day. Suppose she will see down on the Monday day, and then she'll see the second Ria will be on the Wednesday day. So she cannot become Mizobek Dele. Here too, she already was Shemeres Yei, the Mixas Halayla. So she was a Shemeres, the Mixas Halayla of the Tuesday day. The 3 hours from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Monday night, that is the Mixas Halayla of the Tuesday day, and that was a clean day, so she was already Mishameres. Then when she sees 9, it's like 9 p.m., it's like seeing on Wednesday morning areas down. So there was already one day that intervened between the Sunday night Ria and the Monday night Ria. So that's why the Gemara couldn't mention. But if we are not going to say, so why doesn't the Gemara, so that's why the Gemara doesn't mention the, a case of a woman sitting down 9 p.m. Sunday night and 9 p.m. Monday night and 9 p.m. Tuesday night, because in such a case she wouldn't be Kamis of the daily, according to Rabbi Yossi, because she would be Mishameres Yei Kineged Yei. The 3 hours between 6 and 9 Monday night would constitute a Shemeres Yei Kineged the Tume of the Monday day. And the not seeing in the 3 hours on Tuesday, the from 6 p.m. Tuesday to 9 p.m. Tuesday would be a Shemeres Yei on Wednesday, the Mixas Halayla, Kineged the Rias Dam of the Tuesday. So that's Rashi Shrav. But Teisves is Chelik. So Teisves says the Kashi against Rashi. If we are going to say that we say Mixas Halayla Kikurei, so why does the Mishneh Megillah say that Izobe cannot be developed in the night of the seventh day, only in the day that's a Raya, because there is a Aloha that Tefillah by Izobe the grace after the count. Vahatito. So the male, if in the day, in the morning of the seventh day, she is the Veles, so we say this is Ayatikulay. But if she is the Veles in the night of the seventh day, so then it's not Vahatito. So it's a raya that we do not say this is Ayatikulay. What do Rashi say? So some say that according to Rashi, this Mishneh cannot accord with Rabbi Yezi, with Rabbon, with them pass like Rabbi Yezi. And according to Rabbi Yezi, that we say it's a Sayyidikule, so Mimele, that we say it's a Sayyidikule, so Mimele she can be developed in the night of the seventh day, not only in the day of the seventh day. All right, I mean, that's another meaning, another question. But, so Tetzis is must. Now Tetzis in Psochem says here, in Amitim, what are social yomim, as Moses, me the way we shame, So what Rashi mentions is wrong raya. From the Gemara, why does the Gemara have to give the unusual situation of raya ben shteli ashmoshes? The Gemara, if we don't say mitzvah alayla tikulei, so then the Gemara could have mentioned the case of the Zomit Dele where she saw dam and three successive nights. We don't say mitzvah alayla tikulei. So this gives a very simple text. The Yishleima, the Vada is sviras alayla will have a sviras. We call mocking a matzul from the raya delayla is, So here we have a basic machlokes between Rashi and this. According to Rashi, when we do say mitzvah hayim kikulei, let's say, regabe avedis, so we all pass that we apply the aloha mitzvah hayim kikulei. So that means if someone was killed as meisei, let's say on Monday, or let's say someone was killed as meisei on Tuesday, so we say mitzvah hayim kikulei. If he's killed as meisei on Tuesday, so the following Monday morning he can rise from shiva. So we apply the aloha mitzayim kikulei regarding the initial portion of the following Monday. So we apply the mitzayim kikulei to the initial portion of the day. So Rashi Shita is mitzayim kikulei can only apply to the initial mitzas, not to the final mitzas of the day. Teisa Shita is no. Mitzvah Hayim Kikulei can apply to the initial mitzvahs. That goes without saying. Except that we do not say Mitzvah Halayla Kikulei, but we can apply the aloha of Mitzvah Hayim Kikulei to the initial mitzvahs and also to the final mitzvahs, but not to the middle mitzvahs. So the Mele, according to Teisves, the Gemara couldn't mention the case of a woman seeing Dan three nights in succession, 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night, 9 p.m. Tuesday night, because true, we do not say mitzvah salayla kikulei, so you couldn't say that the 3 hours from 6 to 9 p.m. Monday night would constitute a shemeres yein kineged the tumeh of the Monday day. That we couldn't say. But if she had Rias dam, at 9 p.m. Sunday night, so that means that the Monday day is already Tomenike day. Sunday night, that's already Monday. That's part of the Monday day. And if she had Rias dam at 9 p.m. Sunday night, means it was Yom Tomei, the Monday day. But the final portion of the Monday day, So that would be ashlome, would be a shiveres yeim kineged the yeim of the Monday day that was done. But according to Rashi, there is a raya mochachas on this gemara, because Rashi shita is that you can only apply the aloha of mitzvah sayim kikulei to the initial portion of the day, the initial mitzvahs, not the final mitzvahs. So the Meila Rashi says, if we are going to assume that we do not say mitzvah sayim kikulei, so the Gemara could have mentioned the very usual case of his avodah. The Gemara did not have to resort to an unusual situation of Reya bin Ashmoshes. She saw on three nights in succession, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night. So, assuming that we do not say Mrs. Alalo Kikule, so Mela, that means that the first 3 hours in the night could not constitute a Mishameres Yeim Keneged Yeim. And how about the last hours of the day? Certainly could not constitute a Mishameres Yeim, because only the initial portion of the day could constitute the whole day, but not the final portion. So it's a good raya. So the raya is that we say mitzvah salayla kikulei. So maybe the initial portion would constitute a mishameres yeim keneged yeim. But it's a shita is no. Not only the initial portion mitzvahs constitutes ashlome. Even the final mitzvahs of the day constitutes ashlome. So maybe the Gemara couldn't mention Zomik Dele in the case where she saw down 9 p.m. Sunday night, 9 p.m. Monday night, 9 p.m. Tuesday night, because if she saw Sunday night at 9 p.m. Arias Dam, she became his Zomik Dele. So she became Shigaras Yim Keneged Yeim. But the final portion of the Monday day would constitute in Shameras Yeim Keneged Riyeh of the Sunday night, which is in Monday Riyeh. It's in Monday Riyeh. But Rashi mentioned as Raya, because Rashi Shita is, in order to apply the aloha of Mitzayim Kikulei, so you have to use an initial mitzvah, not a final mitzvah. But according to Tesis, we can use a final mitzvah as well. Alright, now, this Tesis. Vim Tema, with the Oma, because it's a tzeli, Mitzayim Kikulei, in the Zobik, they were Maroso. The Mishkat has already been written in Rashi Moshes, the Chifikus in Seveya, the Ochet Porich Likamo, the Rav Yom Ayim, she be second day, Eilu Rimi Yeshiva, the Rav Kikusoye, Omru Ishmai Tzei, the Yishleima, the Rav Yeis, the Lesla Yitzayim Kikulei, Elo Biseiv Sfire, Kmei Shibaras Yei, Avo Bitchilo, Kmei Shibim Rikusin, Meide Do Yam Rino. So Rav Yeis, it takes his kashi words, here, only the Kusin, say mitzayim kikulei, but Rabbi Yitzchak also holds mitzayim kikulei. So Teisa says Rabbi Yitzchak holds mitzayim kikulei b'seifa cheshbon, but the kusim, they apply the aloha of mitzayim kikulei regarding tchilas cheshbon. Regarding tchilas cheshbon, tchilas cheshbon, we don't say in regard to tchilas cheshbon, we don't say mitzayim kikulei. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, we say Mitzayim Kikulei Ligabei Seifa Cheshbon. Ligabei Seifa Cheshbon. In other words, if it's Zovik Delay, so was developed on the seventh day of the clean days, B'mikveh, and then she was with her husband, and then later in the afternoon she had a Riyah, so she becomes Tmei only Mikan Lahabo Mirayse, not in Afreya. Midrabona she becomes Tmei only Afreya. So there Rabbi Yitzchak applies the Mitzayim Kikulei, in other words, that the initial portion of the last day of the 7 days is Kikulei. Mashayinkin, that Rabbi Yitzchak does. Mashayinkin, the Kusin, they use the final portion of the third day on which she saw down. Let's say she saw down Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and she stopped seeing down at 2 p.m. Tuesday. So the Kusin say, from 2 to 6 is the first day of the Zayinkin. So in other words, they apply it to the Tchilas HaCheshbon, to the first day of the Zayinki, not to the Rabbi Yitzchak applies it to the last day of the Zayinki, whereas the Kusin applies it to the first day of the Zayinki. That cannot be done, but to the last day of the Zayinki, to the same HaCheshbon, So Rabbi Yitzchak applies the din of this same thing. Now this din, I'm sorry, I mean that I started it very late, so that's why I finished it very late, but I couldn't interrupt it. So that means there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis as to whether we say Mitzvah Salayla Kikulei or not. According to Rashi and Ramban, we say Mitzvah Salayla Kikulei just as we say Mitzvah Kikulei. So if somebody was killed as Mesek, let's say on Tuesday, so then he can rise. He doesn't have to rise Monday morning, he can rise Sunday night. Because the mitzvahs of Sunday night is also part of the Monday day. So we say mitzvah salayla kikulei. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Aveiros that we do not say mitzvah salayla kikulei. So if somebody was killed as Meisei on Tuesday afternoon, so he can rise from Shiva Monday morning. Because the mitzvahs of the daylight part of the Monday is kikulei. But the mitzvahs of the night part of the Monday day, of the Sunday night, which is the night part of the Monday day, so that we cannot say kikulei. So that's Tesis Shite. For the Ramban Shite and Rashi Shite is, we say mitzvah kikulei also. I mean, we just said like Beina. So whether one can take a haircut, whether one was able to take a haircut, like Beina was Tuesday, the day before yesterday, whether one was allowed to take a haircut or to hold a wedding on Monday night, is stolen machlokes Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi and Rambam, so it was mutter to have a wedding on Monday night, because mixed salai would be kulei. Mixed salai would be kulei. According to Tesis, it was also to have a wedding on Monday night, but only Monday in the daytime, because mixed salai would be kulei, we don't see. All right.